any kind of dish that even sounds like that remotely.
I wouldn't even want to know of anything like that.
How about, suppose you'd kept butter too long and it didn't taste good, what did you say happened to it?
Another thing I think of is milk, and that curdles, so you throw that away. But not butter, it spoils. The butter spoils. We don't keep, Key West people as a rule, at least for us for the past maybe 20 years, we don't buy butter. We buy margarine. Because at the time it was cheaper to buy than the butter, and the butter was too high in cholesterol. So we buy margarine. And even when I was little, I remember my grandmother buying this white stuff and mixing it up and then putting the yellow stuff in it to make it yellow like butter.
Mm.
We only have real good butter when we have company. We think they might like it, but most of them nowadays prefer the margarine.
Mm. So you say when milk spoils, you call that what?
It's curdled milk or it's turned sour.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody making any kind of cheese out of curdled milk?
My girlfriend did, but I don't know what it's called.
Okay.
You just skim it off, and I don't know what else you do to it.
Grocery store, it's white. You got chunks. It comes in little tubs.
Not sour cream.
No.
I'm sure it's cottage cheese. Don't tell me that.
I'm just asking if that's what some people might.
I only use cottage cheese when I make lasagna, so I'm safe that way.
Okay. How about?
I think I'm going to omit the cottage cheese.
But you never. Not too many people make stuff out of clabbered milk. Right?
No. Not that I know of. People nowadays, at least as far as I can remember, it's down here you pay more. You go in the grocery store around here looking. You pay more than what you pay for up in Miami. Because when I've been in Miami shopping for my cousins, and I see the prices of their meat, and know what we're paying here, and then I hear them complain, and I say, well, you should come where I come from. Because most people nowadays, they don't buy an excess, you know, to have it to throw away. And when we do have something left over from the table, and we know that we're not going to want it, we'll give it to the dog, my dog, and if the dog don't want it, we give it to the cats. And the cats don't want it, when we had ducks, we give it to the ducks or the chickens. I've had a chicken come in the house and stand with my dog and eat dog food. Or the Johnny, we had a duck named Johnny, like Daffy Duck. He'd come in through the back door all the way in the house to the front room, see what we was doing, turn around, go back out. Didn't do a thing, just wanted to know what we was doing. That's true.
Chicken. How many chickens and ducks did you have at one time?
We had three chickens. Well, we had three boys and one female. Okay. The female was Lucy, and we got rid of, my uncle came and got the black ones, the males, and went, wrung their necks, so he took those. But we kept Lucy. And she was a white one, but she must have had cancer. But she got along with the dogs that we had. In fact, my dog would go out in the backyard and lay down, and she'd go up and flee. Or she'd come in the house and eat dog food with him.
Hmm.
They got along perfect together.
When you were going out to feed the chickens, how did you used to call them?
I didn't. Generally, I just called Lucy. Just Lucy.
Did you have grain as you threw?
Yep. And we put out bran, or we put out rinds of the watermelon, or, you know, anything like that. But more or less, the dog's food was right by the back door as soon as you go out. And with all the dogs we've had, we leave the back door open. So they come and go as they please. So the chicken or the duck would come and go as he pleased. And as long as he didn't do anything in the house, we didn't. He'd be satisfied eating the dog food and the cat food. He didn't give a turn.
Yeah.
Except the darn roosters we had never knew when to crow. They crow at the wrong time. Generally around 2 o'clock in the morning.